Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, March 9th, 2012. We have new movies to talk about, so let's get started, because I started late today. The Lorax was your number one movie last week with $70 million, meaning it did pretty well, followed by Project X, 21.1. Act of Valor was number three with $13.6 million. Safe House, number four, $7.4 million. And Tyler Perry's Good Deeds had $7 million, rounding out the top five. New this week at the box office, we have John Carter from Disney / Pixar / Disney, which is not tracking very well. A Thousand Words, Silent House, Friends with Kids, and some other stuff in limited release. This might be the most interesting news of the quarter as far as strange things floating around in Hollywood. Topher Grace of That 70s Show and Predators fame has supposedly edited together an 85-minute Star Wars movie using footage from the three prequels, a little bit of the original trilogy, some audiobook stuff, and Clone Wars footage. I always, you know, thought stuff about him being a Star Wars fan or a toy fan on That 70s Show was kind of a gag, but apparently he's a fan. Good for you, Topher. If you ever show the world your edit, I would love to see it. Slashfilm.com has an article about it. Grace was able to do a lot by removing just a few central aspects of the prequels, the politics, the clone storyline, and the majority of the Phantom Menace. Scenes were also cleverly trimmed to get to the point and remove the fluff. The article goes on to say that the screening was a one-time thing. He's also working on a new edit of Close Encounters, which is surprising. And I guess you and I will never see it, and they'll probably never show it at Comic-Con, so oh well. It sounds interesting. Speaking of Topher Grace, Sony is considering a Venom movie without Topher Grace. Josh Trank, director of Chronicle, supposedly up for the project. Grace was Venom in Spider-Man 3, and the stories I've been reading on this subject say that he probably won't be in the new one. The Lone Ranger shooting is supposedly underway, and pictures of Johnny Depp as Tonto and Arnie Hammer as the title character are now getting out. Depp looks weird. At least not like Tonto looked in the previous incarnations. Parks and Recreation supposedly shot two season finales, so says Deadline Hollywood, so maybe we have a cliffhanger, and maybe we don't. I don't know. I guess we don't know how it's going to turn out. New at Entertainment Earth. This week we have a bust sale. Buy one in-stock bust, and we'll give you a second in-stock bust of your choosing for 40% off of equal to value. Choose from Star Wars, Gentle Giant, DC Direct, Diamond Select, Marvel, all kinds of stuff. We have a lot of busts, and if you go to our website right now at sale.entertainmentearth.com, you can read about this exciting offer, pick your favorites, save some money, and get two, because why not? They're cheap. Thanks for checking out the sale at entertainmentearth.com today. In toy news, McDonald's will have non-transforming Transformers Prime Happy Meal toys like Nowish. They shoot rockets and sadly do not turn into robots. Walmart listings, don't worry, you can't buy these, reveal canceled G.I. Joe figures, according to histank.com. Some of the toys listed in Walmart's computers that are not presently being made include Flint, Quinn, and the Data Viper. It's a fun read at histank.com, and some of the figures were shown at conventions over the last few years, and as you know, some figure distribution lately has been a little spotty, and I guess these are just some more casualties of line change, new direction, and who knows what, and who knows if they'll ever make it out, but crossing fingers. New Avengers Hasbro figures have been posted. 8-inch figures from Hasbro include Iron Man, Thor, Hulk, and Captain America from the movie. Cap and Hulk are new as part of Wave 2 Avengers 8-inch figures. The delayed-ish Hasbro Star Wars Naboo Starfighter is not only up for order, it shipped. That was fast. We received a small quantity of Entertainment Earth and it filled our back orders, so more are on the way, and you might want to order it. The Wave also includes two other vehicles. Wave 1 was 4 vehicles, Wave 2 was 3. This is kind of unusual. Usually they're the same quantity of vehicles throughout. But it's not unprecedented. The other two vehicles include Anakin's Yellow Jedi Starfighter from the Clone Wars, which has already been released a couple of times. And if you don't have one, it's a really good vehicle. You should get one. And the other new vehicle is a new fighter tank repaint in sort of a greenish-brownish military color. It's quite nice. Mattel revealed most of their Dark Knight movie masters, including Catwoman, Batman, Bane, a secret character. They won't tell us who it is. I'm not even saying, oh, we know who it is and they won't tell. We don't know who it is. I'm guessing I know who it is, just based on news stories, but I don't want to tell you to spoil it because so many spoiler people don't want to deal with it. Also, Alfred and John Blake. John Blake is the Joseph Gordon-Levitt character, and he's a cop. And for all I know, he turns into somebody, but I don't know yet. Mezco announced its Thundercats Jumbo Panthro will join Lino and Mumra this week. The 14-inch vinyl figure will be $35, which is a bargain, and it's due around August. I love it. These are some great figures. Other new stuff this week. Numerous Hobbit action figures are up for pre-order, but there are no details yet due to demands from the manufacturer, so you can order a case of them. You don't know what they are. There's also some roleplay items and a playset, a couple of creatures. Again, don't really know what they are. Understandable, given the secrecy of a big-budget movie. A little less understandable, given that The Hobbit was published in, what, the late 1930s? I mean, spoilers are always an interesting thing for me, because, you know, I know we're here to talk about toys and buying and selling toys, but spoilers in movies are always tricky, because they have to make action figures for movies. Sometimes there's no avoiding them, like Jango Fett getting his head cut off in Episode 2. But, you know, when it's based on a 50-year-old book, when does it stop being a spoiler? I'd love to know. If you guys have any opinions, tweet me at EntArth, E-N-T-A-R-T-H. I would love to hear your opinions, just because I don't want to say things in this podcast that's going to put you off listening to it. Other new stuff, don't want to talk about that no more, but this is good news. The Doctor Who Eighth Doctor bust brings you Paul McGann from Alien 3 as the Eighth Doctor. He was on a movie that was on Fox in the U.S. once. It was an attempt to reboot the franchise. It didn't quite work, but it's a good-looking Doctor Who bust, and you can order it today. We also received a restock of the V for Vendetta mask, which is one of our all-time best-selling items. If you want to occupy a street near you, you can't do it without a V for Vendetta mask, right? Well, I guess there's some law saying you can't wear masks in certain areas. It's an interesting local law because it was put into effect due to activities of the Ku Klux Klan, not Halloween kids. It's not like some kid was putting on, you know, a Batman Ben Cooper mask or something and then was egging houses. And it varies by municipality. So if you want to know if you can gather and organize and wear masks in public, ask your local state senator and hopefully they'll know where to go look, because I certainly don't. Maybe your local librarian knows. I don't know. But we like masks. Masks are cool. And the V for Vendetta mask is a very, very popular mask. So order it today before it goes out of stock again. It's pretty cheap. And that's all for this week. We got a lot of great new stuff to talk about. I have a big pile of toys to do for Toy of the Week. I'm going to have to start doubling up again. So stay tuned for that. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com, Entertainment Earth, search. Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth. Subscribe to our newsletters. Tell a friend if you like the show. Tell my boss that you like the show. Why not? I like feeling good about myself, don't you? thanks for listening. I'll see you guys next time. And as always, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, tweet me at EntEarth, E-N-T-E-A-R-T-H, and see what we can do. See you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.